This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have John W. Spring here. Because of the situation going on with Josh, we'll get him at 1:20. And he's got his son back, basically, I think, to the hospital because he got sick. John, I've been playing the clips here earlier and major developments. I sent out a mass email last night. I've been working because I work day and night, doing videos late, and then also working late, picking up the best videos I can hand to post forward. The proverbial medical, political, satanic fecal matter has hit the fan.
Yes, it has.
It's game up. Okay? Now, I tell people there's three things you can do. Pray, prep, and proceed. If you don't do proceed, which is right out of the Bible, you have to do, you know, like Timothy, the book of Timothy. You have to do. When you hear the truth, you must do the truth. You can't just know the truth. You got to do it. That means you need to file pro se litigant actions. I recently had dialogue with a lady I mentioned earlier who had previously had vascular problems, and I saved her from losing her vision. I advised her as a nurse that do not proceed with the vaccines because even though you keep your job, you will lose probably either your vision or your life. Okay? Now, her preliminary lab test did show abnormal. And I told her after the do the shots, if you do a D-dimer test and an organic acid test, you will show abnormalities because he said vaccines, like Greg Catton said the other day when he was on the show, he said, hey, kind of nice, and I like his sarcasm because even corrected Deagle, which I love being corrected when people are actually right and they're a little humorous, he said, Deagle, you're wrong. I said, oh, I love to be wrong and be corrected correctly. And he said, these vaccines are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They're designed to kill you and to turn you into a cyborg. It's the mark of the beast, people. I sent a little mass email last night, and people still will argue with me and say, Deagle, you've been saying this song for decades. You're disgusting, Deagle. I know, but unfortunately, my disgustingness is true.
Absolutely.
So, I have no patience for people. And again, by the way, my family are coming around to realize, like, oh, my God, Deagle's a stubborn son of a bitch, but actually, unfortunately, he's not stupid. I am socially the IQ of like above a pet rock. I do not shut the F up when people want me to be, so I don't socially upset people at dinner. Don't talk like that, Billy. If you do, you'll upset people when they're trying to digest their food. Don't tell them they're wrong. They don't like to be wrong. They just want to feel they have a right to their opinion, even if it kills themselves. No, you don't have a right to an opinion if it kills yourself or someone else. Now, society changes. Not because of committees, but people like me. People like Yeshua Jesus. People like the apostles. People like Moses. People like John W. Spring. And people like Greg Catton, who unfortunately had to use ayahuasca to open up his astral eyes so he could see the truth. And people like Powell, who understands things. And we talked about the idea of the end times. We're probably well more than halfway through the tribulation. Now, if Donald J. Trump comes back, he must repent of handing over authority to Azar and Mike Pence, who's a pedophile, who still wants to see if he can get some political authority. He needs to go to hell. And the idea that these politicians, including rhinos, have any authority, they should never be even dog catcher or represent anything in the future. They need to be, again, repent, turn back toward the Most High God, and ask God to kind of heal your soul before you get annihilated. Because the moment of your death, you're going to cease to exist. You're not going to hell. You're going to the place of nothingness. Now, I don't want to see that happen, but that's where you're going, some bitches, if you do not listen. When I see the mayor of Chicago trying to tell the police, and she's got this dour look on her face, like, oh, well, why are they upset with me? I'm thinking, and the head of police says, hell no, we're not taking the friggin' shots. And they're, well, she's so upset. Oh, you're ruining my day. That's because you, lady, shouldn't be on a day pass. You should be in a psych facility in a posy jacket so you can't hurt yourself or anybody else. So, John W., I have another little clip here, but we'll begin to pick up Josh in here in a little while. The convergence, basically, I call it the big convergence, is people say, well, when are things going to wake up? You know, I had a guy the other day that called in and said, well, why does God let little children be just, you know, killed? Or let's say Americans were abandoning in Afghanistan, or the Afghan people that helped us. Probably up to 1 million people were actually helped us there. And these are decent people. And yet, we're going to abandon them to the psychotic Taliban and give them all our weapons? That's because Joe Biden is right up to the pit of hell. This guy should not be running even an ice cream stand. He is a plague on America. And the fact that we still tolerate him today and he's still not being impeached immediately is, God help us, America, if we don't smarten up. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know when it's going to happen, whether people are just going to get thousands and, you know, millions and march in, just kind of start arresting people or whatever. I don't care. I prefer to start seeing pro se litigant actions. Legal actions are the best. The witness box and the pro se litigant box are the most important one before you get the voter box or the cartridge box. Violence isn't really the best solution. The best solution is, number one, the implementation of the law based on God's principles of the Bible. Period. And restores relationships, including of the family and the rule of law and authority, so we have autonomy, property, and so on. That's what made America great, is that we observe God's rules of the law and property and individual ability to take care of our own bodies even. John, your comments, because, you know, literally the proverbial shit has hit the fan now. Yeah. Anybody who thought that Deagle was crazy or you're a Democrat, that's why even among the Democrats, I don't see why they say there's a certain percentage of people still support Joe Biden. These people have to be functionally suicidal to support Joe Biden. There's no way a rational human being wants to support Joe Biden and Kamala Hyena Harris. Unless you're suicidal. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the last few days, you know, I've been very frustrated with the fact that it includes a lot of young people to take the shot. And watching the video that you forwarded to me a little while ago, it became very clear that the information on facts that is completely false. That yes, there is indeed amounts of graphene oxide in all of the.
That's how they carry in the mRNA, because it can't get in there unless it has this in the lipid envelope to hide it, so they can sneak in this genetic, you know, spike protein generating mRNA in order to create the monstrosity, or the double strand DNA to do the same thing with the J&J vaccine. People have known it's the same crap. You have to hide it in a special envelope in order to get it into this body to start kind of seeking and destroying and creating these antigens inside your body genetically, making your own body the antigen generator.
Yeah.
It's functionally insane. And the idea that when you make your body make these insane, you get antibody-dependent enhanced autoimmune inflammatory reactions. I've been doing immunology for half a century, and I can tell you, doctors are stunned asses. When I talk to doctors, especially when they're specialists, cardiologists, neurologists, whatever, and I start asking them questions, and then first they say, well, you're Dr. Deagle, you're a family doctor. I say, no, I'm internal medicine, I'm a burn doctor, I'm a trauma doctor, I'm a biochemistry, I'm a pathologist, I'm a toxicologist. Well, what are you? I said, I'm above top secret government agent in chemical, biological, nuclear war weapons. Uh-oh. So I start axing. I don't know how to ask. Because of my Viking ancestors, I always ax questions. A-X-E. Do you like that?
Yeah.
I ax them questions.
Yeah, exactly.
I use a Norwegian intellectual war axe.
Yeah.
I love to ask you questions.
Yeah, I have some of the same ancestry, by the way. Go ahead.
Right. So when I ask you a question from my ancestor, who was the king of Norway and Bergen, 7'9" giant, believe me, there's still some of that tough-ass guy in me and my other ancestors. Because we're not the ones that follow, we're the ones that lead. We're not afraid to die, but you know what? When you walk into a battlefield, if you're fearful, you're going to freaking die. But if you walk into battle totally determined, totally powered by the Most High God, totally powered by preparedness, as I say, pray, prep, and proceed, the other side quiver in their boots, including Satan himself. We're at the point now, it's put up or shut up and get ready for your grave and your annihilation. And don't think that you are smart enough to argue with Dr. Deagle and you're going to get away with it. I haven't had a caller and almost 10 years argue with me on or off air and think they can get away with it. I had a nurse the other day want to argue with me, and she's trying to take the shot so that she can keep her job. She had to admit the fact, and I got her laughing because I sometimes use jokes to finally get through to people. I said, you know what? I will attend you and take care of you, but I'll also attend your funeral.
Yeah.
Now, you got to understand this, people. These are people I know personally. If you don't respect me, I will respect you at the day of your funeral. Now, when I warn you of these things, whether it's a spiritual issue or a medical or geopolitical, because I have these solutions, all of the solutions. In fact, once I get my patent and have enough resources, I have hundreds of patents I'm going to be generating. I'll give you a list of some of the ones I want to generate. Number one, I have patents to convert all of the peptides from Russian Academy into exosomes so I can actually stop aging. I have patents for quantum physics to harden the outside the system of the Earth so when the solar explosion happens and the sun doesn't fry Earth. I have patents for technology for creating tokamak fusion reactors and plasma distribution lines and hardening the power grid so it can't be disrupted by the solar activity or anything else. I have patents for growing food. I can actually tell you how we do this food with a hyperbaric chamber even in your window with a pet-type chamber. Well, you can talk about this in a minute.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's.
Oh, that's good. We have the end of the break here, so we're back. Okay. So, Josh, what's going on?
Well, at this point, hang on. Outside for a sec.
Josh, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Mark Brnovich has decided to at least show a backbone so far and is going to hold the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors accountable for not handing over the necessary information to finish the audit. So that's one thing. They're still working on the final results of the audit. That should be out hopefully maybe next week or sooner. And Wisconsin looks like it's heating up pretty good. So hopefully that forensic audit is going to start pretty soon. And then I got a text message from Wendy Rogers today, and she sent me something, and I opened it up, and it was from Matthew DiPerno, the attorney in Michigan who's running for the Secretary of State out there, and he lays out the legal case to decertify the electors and decertify the election. So pretty interesting stuff. And then obviously with everything going on with Afghanistan, I mean, my new nickname for it is Talibanistan, by the way.
Well, thing is, the Taliban, we could have, you know, if you wanted to solve the problem, number one, you would have kept the troops there. You could have firebombed all these places where the Taliban are moving in to take care of all this equipment and supplies and bullets and so on. We're handing it over to them because we want that disaster. I mean, Joe Biden, even back 30 years ago when he wasn't as old and demented as he is now, never wanted America to do interventions and keep peace anywhere in the world.
Right.
He's always been a pain-in-the-ass idiot, a weak dummy, okay?
Well, just think, they didn't want to kill Obama and Petraeus and the people around Obama because they knew that that what's-his-name would take over, and they wanted him alive rather than dead so that he would take over and screw things up. So even
But you know what? When they talk about Osama bin Laden, I happen to know from my sources in France, Osama died 2 months before 9/11. You know, they pretend the Osama thing was still there because they had to justify their continued war bullshit. They were all playing games. Remember, the ISI, and the Johnson's in the background here, the ISI brought in from Pakistan and from India. These terrorists came into Pakistan to further radicalize it and create the aggravate the hell out of the Taliban. The Taliban are kind of primitive Muslims that believe in treating women like crap. I believe in cutting people's hands off and doing all kinds of stuff that's literally a thousand years old. And these people are so primitive, they could never prosecute a war without us actually giving them equipment and so on. And they can't even get money to get their industry going, to get their minerals out of the ground, because people don't trust them. Nobody else. All the other countries don't trust them either.
The Taliban doesn't need any money. They just got $100 billion of our money, and they're now the 14th largest military in the entire world. Right now, overnight, because of our military equipment. So I think this was all done purposely to impeach Biden, to put a heels up headboard Harrison. That's what I think is happening here. Because nobody can be this absolutely stupid.
I don't think actually, I'll tell you what, I don't think it's actually to put Harrison there because. The reason why I'll throw that out there is because Harris is so incompetent, even after Biden, she's going to show off that even Biden with his dementia, she's so freaking insane and weak, she will screw up things just as bad or worse.
But you don't understand.
That's what I'm trying.
The chaos and the extremism.
Exactly. They want another chaos. Actually, degrades America to the point we have no allies that will trust us anymore.
Right.
Our financial system will collapse because without the support of the oil nations in the Middle East, called the oil or petrodollar, that'll collapse. So you see, collapse of the.
I can say right now, and I hope and pray this happens, is I hope that the UK, the French, the Spanish, the Australians, whoever, the Russians, I hope that they just drop the mother of all bombs, get as many Americans out as possible, and decimate the country. And I would target, first and foremost, all of that military equipment. We lost the military equipment, but now that it's in their hands, it needs to be destroyed along with them. And I say we take drastic measures and decimate the country once we get the Americans out.
Well, I don't agree to this tactic, but action could be taken.
You do or you don't agree? You do or you don't?
I'm saying that a strategic plan should be worked out to take appropriate action to basically destroy the Taliban. But the current leadership does not have the capacity to do that.
Yeah, but see, here's my thought process. What's more extreme? My idea of decimating the entire country or leaving Americans behind to be tortured and murdered and killed by the Taliban. I'm sorry, I think decimating the country once you get the Americans out is the way to go.
What I'm trying to say is there are other options which would enable us to rescue the Americans, to destroy the Taliban. I personally have been involved in the past. I have a high success rate, but unfortunately I don't have access to Trump or any of these other VIPs.
Yeah,
you actually had an opportunity to become him. I think what I would say is if we had operated the schedule differently, we would have, number one, extracted our people and our allies. There's up to 1 million Afghanistanis besides all our troops and people there. We have the Taliban, to be honest with you, and I can tell where they're coming from because these people migrate from being a Taliban 1 week to being an ISIS to another to being Al-Qaeda, whatever. They move around because they're all extreme Muslims. If they see a minor crime like a woman with long hair, they just burn her with gasoline to the ground. If someone does something minor like steal a piece of fruit, they cut his hands off. These people are extremely primitive. And the fact is, outside nations don't trust them even with money. So yes, maybe they're sitting on a bunch of equipment, but first off, to be honest with you, I don't think that they're going to be a organized military force. You can't give equipment to people without proper training and supervision and a chain of command.
Yeah.
We have that down cold. So what I think you'll see happen here, Afghanistan is just a trash nation on purpose. China will try to move in there and see if they can set up copper mines and lithium mines and so on, see if they can extract whatever minerals they want. Afghanistan is also sitting on a reasonable amount of oil and gas as well in the oil fields there. And
all
so,
right, guys, listen, I got to get running. I'm standing outside in 110 degree heat.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's your timeline? Let me ask you a quick question. My guess is the timeline, everything's going to hell in the handcart, and I believe the days of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are over real soon. I believe that Trump's going to come. Yeah, and well, I know what's going to happen now. Whether Trump comes back or he's a kingmaker, Trump and the real Republicans, not the rhinos, are going to move back in because people are not submitting. Like, for example, the Chicago police are not going to submit to the Lightfoot, this idiot, that wants them to all be vaccinated. People are finally fed up. Their anger and their frustration is greater than their fear, and now they're going to do something about it.
That's what we need. We need their anger to be more intense than their fear.
Exactly.
Thank you. That
solves the problem. That's what I feel. We're at that point where anger is more than fear. Action happens.
It's been a crazy day. I really
we'll see you tomorrow. Take care. You may call and vote your son, too, after, and I'll try to help.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. Take care. So, John, I agree with you. I think we could do some other things to get things going here. I have a feeling that there's some degree of frustration by the Taliban because they want to rebuild their country. Even if they're twisted up, weird, primitive Muslims, they probably love their country and they want to get some industry and get things back, like infrastructure. But they're so backward, right?
I need to interrupt here. First of all, it is not...
Okay, just wait until the bumper's over. We'll be over in a second here. Go ahead.
The Taliban are foreigners who are in a country with...
Can you cut the commercial there, Dan? Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave. Cut the commercial, Dan. Cut the commercial, Dan, please. Hello, cut the commercial on tax debt there. Dan, go ahead and cut the commercial.
Repair with a first line of defense kit from Nutrim Medical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 U.S. service members were killed in the attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. One of the explosions was outside the airport, and another was at or near a hotel near the facility. The hotel is reportedly used to ferry Americans to the airport. Indiana Republican Senator Jim Banks sits on the Senate Home Services Committee. He says this all could have been avoided.
If we would have kept a small footprint of special operations, counterterrorism-focused troops in Afghanistan through all of this, and if we would have kept the Bagram airfield open rather than rely on the very inefficient Kabul public airport where you're seeing the images of, this situation could have unfolded a whole lot more effectively and in a much better way than what it has.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The weekly jobless claims rose slightly last week. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Thursday morning's Labor Department jobless report is showing the number of people on unemployment is going in the wrong direction. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits jumped last week from a pandemic-era low. Initial filings for unemployment benefits seen as a proxy for layoffs reached 353,000 last week. That's up from the previous week's revised number of 349,000. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see a rise in claims due to COVID-19 worries across the country. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A top Fed Reserve official is indicating the central bank is going to begin pulling back on economic stimulus. Kansas City Fed President Esther George describing the start of a pullback as appropriate given the progress we've seen. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
Genesis. So, John, you talk solutions and logic. I mean, here's what I think. There's 22 Muslim nations. If you look at the total Muslim population in these 22 nations, I think it makes up about 1.8 billion people. If they actually took all the Muslim nations together, they're larger as a group than any other single group on Earth right now, aren't they?
Well, actually, the Roman Catholic Church has more members than Islam. But
give me a number then. Give me a number.
I can't give you...
I can give you a number. They don't have more now. They used to have more. They don't have now.
Well,
the Catholic Church is about 1.7 billion members. The Muslims are 1.8 to 1.9. They're more. If you take all 22 Muslim nations, including these other ones, they're more because they have more population, they have more growth. The Catholics stop having large families. One of the things, for example, give me a good example. So a good example of Catholic... It is the province of Quebec. How large were the families back in the 1940s and 50s of the average Quebec family? How many children per family?
About 7, I think.
No, 12.
Okay.
12. How many children right now in Quebec for the average family?
3.
1.2.
Okay.
They're not even having enough to actually sustain their population in Quebec. They're disappearing just like the Japanese. Okay. And that's because they moved in, even though they're Quebec Catholics, they moved in with abortion, women's rights, women working so hard on a career. By the time they actually decide that they want to actually have a baby, they're so old they may not be able to have one, or they have to go to a fertility clinic to even be able to get pregnant in their late 30s, early 40s. So even if they finally decide to settle down with a male, it's too late. It's fine to actually get married, but by that time in your late 30s or early 40s, you're not going to have babies. And if you do, you maybe have one, if you're lucky, maybe two. Okay? Now, what's happening is the same thing in America. It was the white population in America is shrinking because the rate of abortion among white people is very high, but the highest rate of abortion is under which group? Blacks.
Black people.
The black people, if you are black in utero, you're seven times more likely to be aborted. Did you know that? Seven times. Now, if the blacks coming out of, let's say, 150 years ago, which, by the way, back in the 30s and 40s were stronger Christians and had good-sized families, 3 to 4 children at least per family, and they worked hard, and they were good Christians, it's when social services and the government came in that abortion came in and decided to separate the girls from the men, and didn't. And if you had a man in a house, you couldn't get social services to support you and your child if you had illegitimate pregnancies. So either you'd have the illegitimate pregnancy from more than one husband. In fact, there's some guys in prison have had babies with 30 or 40 women, and they get partial checks from their girlfriend, would be populated because these guys are studs, and that's part of their game there. And some guys in prison have 20 or 30 babies outside, and they're getting partial checks from the mama from social services. And the mothers have 2 or 3 children, all from different fathers, all supported by the government, and no man in the house, because as soon as they have a man in the house, the social services cuts them off.
Right.
This is part of the game here. That's why the government wants to be the parent. They don't want to have a male around the house. They don't want to have a family. Family's a man and a woman protecting the couple. 80 years ago, the strongest families in America were black Christians. Not white Christians, black. What do you think of that? Back in the 30s.
That's true. Oh, I met some wonderful black.
Back in Halifax, Nova Scotia, the church I ascended to was a black church. And boy, can they sing and dance. In fact, the show I'm going to this weekend with my daughters, both Reese and Franklin. The strongest Christians I've met, they're real hard, come to Jesus Christians, they're black.
Yes.
They've been through hell, and they know after you've been through hell, if you got Jesus, you're on your way to heaven. No matter what the hell you're going through. And you've got to have your family and your friends and everything. But the most important thing is you got to have Jesus. Okay?
When these liberal laws came up and said you can no longer have Christmas carols, you can no longer have religious singing.
Or the Ten Commandments and the courthouses and all this stuff. Now,
I'll tell you, the black people were the strongest, most courageous.
Now, if I was going to change, for example, right now I'm actually supporting financially and otherwise our guy running here, Elder, for governor of California, and they're panicking. Larry Elder, man, I watch this guy. He's got the greatest smile. And when I love when he talks, this guy's like, you can feel joy just emanating from like a radiation, you know? And he was born in South Central Los Angeles, right? This guy, they try to say he's the black face of white supremacy. I think, how crazy are they to talk about a black man that's going, and it's really strong supporting the black community. He wants to make everybody happy, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. And what I want is I want that money to go to those black families so they can go to a private Christian school or Catholic school or homeschool, or have a teacher like teach, you know, a bunch of kids in say a part of a house and so on. I want them to have autonomy so they can get away from these things of critical race theory and stupidity and the kids that can't even do math and science by the time they finish high school. You want to succeed? There's two things that make you succeed: the friends you know and the books you read. And if you got bad education, you got crappy friends, you're going to be a nothing. And that's why they didn't want the black people or Hispanic people or anybody else to be something. That's why you'll see the succeeding families. You know the most successful black families in America? Which country do you think they come from in Africa?
Nigeria could be one.
Exactly, Nigeria. You know why? They're like the friggin' they're like the Chinese. My accountant's wife, okay, you know, his wife is actually the daughter of the Air Force captain of the Taiwanese Air Force, so she's Chinese. The Taiwanese Chinese are like solid Christians, solid family, solid whatever. They don't put up with any crap at all. When they dissected away from the Communist Empire, they got nuclear weapons, other things. Their air force is the most rapid acting air force in the world. They're even faster than the Israeli air force, the Taiwanese. Do you know that?
Yes. Now, speaking of the Nigerian...
And their education, let me explain something about his son. His son is half Chinese. If he doesn't do, like, get every question and get 100% in every score, the mother goes ballistic. That kid has succeeded so much. And you wonder why these people end up becoming heads of corporations, run businesses, and do everything when by the time they're 30 they have their own business. It's because of their culture. The same as the Nigerians. They're black, but their culture is, you better get educated and have good friends and not get involved with drugs and do crazy shit, or you're not even part of our family.
Right. Now, it's mainly the people tribe in Nigeria that is producing geniuses.
Exactly.
I know Nigeria pretty well in terms of the various groups.
Right, right. Now, in my family, for example, my family is first. For example, my sons, all three of them, we paid for their education. Not one of them has a student loan. Do you know that?
Well, they didn't have to because you supported them. That's wonderful.
Right, but we want to make sure when they finish, when they graduate, or when they move on from their thing to their business, for example.
Yeah.
And I learned a lesson. You get your education in your 20s and early 30s, and by the time you're 40, if you're not running your own business, you're done. You're finished. Your life is over.
Yeah.
Now, because you're too educated to actually be hired by somebody else, and you're educated enough, you should have your own business running. Now, what Joe Biden wants to do, and these other communists here, they want to take over the ability to pass off property from the parents to the children. They don't want accumulated wealth to happen in families, because that's how families build up, and how you have a, quote, a middle class or a middle and lower class. So you actually, America's built on the fact there's a middle class. You know the middle class in China built up because we built it up? Do you know the middle class in China and the middle class in India are bigger than the entire population of the United States?
Yes.
Yeah, people don't know that. There's a lot of poor people, but they've got 300 or 400 million people that are middle class. There's bigger middle class in India than there is in the United States.
Right.
Because of the culture. Now, the lower class culture is, if you don't have any education, the untouchables and so on, well, that's their culture. But if you're from these higher cultures in India, you have to be educated. You have to have good friends. You have to not take drugs and become a useless piece of crap. Now, no matter what their religion, whether they're Christians or whatever, they actually believe family comes first.
Yes. By the way, I was born in central Los Angeles, and even though we moved to west central Los Angeles, I interacted with my classmates from south central Los Angeles.
Yeah, you mean like Larry Aller, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, well, he's more recent.
He's more recent, yeah, but I want to see him as our governor, man. This guy will be seriously good.
The next signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
He'll never be back as president. If he continues this bullshit, he will never be back.
Yeah. Well, if you and I still meet him privately, have
it. Well,
to happen in the next.
They're shielding him from us.
History, please.
They're shielding Trump from us.
I know.
What I heard from my patent guy, Russ Weinzimmer, is that he has contacts to Don Jr. And he said, now when he finishes the patent at the end of this week, he's going to turn on those contacts to Don Jr. And if I talk to Don Jr., I'm going to give him a reality check. How's that?
Yeah.
So here's the story. the real, if you want to call it, saviors of a nation are the witnesses. Now, our nation, I'm going to talk about this biblically, the tribulation started, we mentioned, with a solar... total solar eclipse over the United States.
It's
back in 2017, and then the next one, at the roughly 7 years later, is April 8th, 2024. Now, I believe the event that's going to actually do it will be what Ned Deem talked about, the kill shot. Now, the kill shot will knock with the satellites, because the battlefield of the future is not nuclear, chemical, or biological, even with these so-called bioweapons, because they can't have an indiscriminate weapon kill everybody. They want to just kill enough people they can control. Right, just like the Black Death killed a lot of people so that they had to reorganize the structure of society after the Black Death, because the serfs back then could then demand much more after the Black Death killed 40% of the population of Europe. Right? So here's what I think is going to happen. Donald J. Trump, if he doesn't repent, will never come back into politics. He may be a kingmaker, but he'll never come back. If we get a hold of him, we can actually make him acceptable so he can actually repent of having pushed the vaccines because of ignorance and make him the glory of receiving the EduCap and my other technology. Now, other people try to pretend they have something. I saw this other doctor the other day. Oh, we're using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and we've been using monoclonal antibodies. Their stuff is crap compared to my first line defense and my rescue kit. They don't know what the hell they're doing. These are morons. They try to pretend and they say, well, we did this and that. And they say, listen, Tucker Carlson and these other people avoid me like the plague. I've tried my best to be on Fox News and Newsmax and so on and the major news media. They don't want to interview Deagle. They know trying to interview me would be completely transform their society. It would not be a simple, oh, he's just on one time. I mean, I called the show about a month ago to Newsmax, and the guy on the radio show in Texas had me on for 10 minutes, and then we realized he tried to spend 10 minutes. He cut me off and tried to counteract what I was saying. He's a moron, thinking that he can kind of just cut me off and make statements saying the things that I was saying was not true. But he wouldn't wait until I immediately a response because the guy's an idiot. Now, if you think out there that you're smart enough to take me on, for God's sake, do it. I double, triple dog dare you. And I will give you the worst intellectual beating you've ever had in your life. Okay? If I was running a PhD program, it would not be reviewing multiple choice questions. It would be like in ancient Greece, where you had to have a one-on-one with a professor. And it would be a dialogue with the professor to see if you have the intellectual power to dialogue with a teacher. It wouldn't be passing an exam. The exam would be a dialogue face-to-face. Do you know that? That's what I would do. Students would be passing multiple guest questions. They would be there face-to-face with the truth and the ability to do logic, evidence, and prove to people they understand and know truth and ask better questions. Most people don't. They go to mega university, they consume intellectual fecal matter, and most people's basically intellectual anus is their freaking mouth. They defecate on papers or verbally, and when someone else eats that defecation, they eat and smell like it smells like the same defecation as a professor, they graduate. Doesn't mean they're any better. They're perpetrating the same problems as their professor, so they're not changing the paradigms or looking at things differently. People ask better questions like Einstein, Tesla, Johann Goethe, Leonardo da Vinci, Archimedes. They ask better questions and they find out the nature of reality is not what they were told it was, but a new perception based on better questions. Not based on better thinking they have the answer, but realizing they didn't have the answer and they ask better and better questions. Where I think this is going to go is I believe it's blowing up right now. I feel this sense of joy almost coming, where the boil, the abscess of stupidity is about to be burst.
Yeah.
Look at Joe Biden. He's traveling with Kamala Harris to California because they're all packed out, freaked out that the governor of California is going to lose his control because the biggest state in the United States is California. If they lose California, demon rats are pretty well done. Okay? Nancy Pelosi will lose her position as the chief witch of the United States. She's a witch. That's what she is. She actually was involved with child sacrifice and pedophilia. She's a monster.
Yeah.
We're going to see what's going on with her cousin, her nephew, by the way, which is Gavin Newsom. He's related to her.
Yeah.
We're going to start seeing the demon rats and the runner Republicans are what they are. They're simply Satanists running under the Druidic Council of 12 and the Pindar. They're not interested in humanity or the nation of America or human rights or anything. They're interested in basically they're chaos masters of lying and bullshit so they control the human race through chaos. Why do you think they do this to poor Afghanistan? Half a century ago, Afghanistan was more advanced than many other Muslim nations, but they went in there and they radicalized it by bringing in the ISI and the Pakistani and the Indians to turn into a mess. That nation should have, right now if it was godly, copper, lithium, tin, and oil and gas mines. It should be a pipeline across it from serving across the Middle East. It should be an example to other Muslim nations that you can de-radicalize and stop destroying the lives of women in order to have a form of Islam that's not radicalized and crazy. Just like after Catholicism stopped after Takamata stopped calling the last person in the Middle Ages, Catholicism is like Islam right now. Catholicism back then is like Islam now. You've got to reform your religion and stop becoming like a mind-numbing, killing machine, thinking that somehow you can force spirituality and goodness by being monstrosities. That's what the Catholic Church was. Now they're trying to be much more sneaky. They're embedded in the financial system. They're embedded in the United Nations, which the Catholic Church is deeply involved. That's why the financial system is run by the Catholic Church and the Pindar. Okay, the Pope himself is a snake person.
Yeah.
So is Joe Biden. So is the Cardinal there. So is people like the Premier of Britain. These are all snake people. They are Dracos. People say, oh no, they're not people of clay and iron. Yes, they are. Human flesh being dwelt by transdimensional energy. This says in the Bible, such in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man. We're dealing with the same kind of, we call, genetically hybridized, not only ideas, but human DNA, of pseudo-humans, trying to run their show as chaos masters of a satanic elite, where the devil owns everything, and we're just simply games in his playset. That's what's happening right now. That's why George Soros says, you know, and Klaus Schwab says, you know, that mankind will be vastly reduced in population, and the remaining ones will be happy, they'll own nothing, we'll feed them, and they'll smile and thank you for giving, you know, as I say on other shows, the compressed bug carcasses as your meat, and vile fluids as your drink. And they'll smile because they'll give you a stimulant to your brain, or radiation signal to the graphene oxide to your cortex, your brain, telling you to release, pleasure molecules to make sure you feel pleasure while you're just simply a cyborg in their machine. And the sterile one, too. No more families, no more babies, no mamas and papas. The state will be your mama and papa, and they'll genetically organize the next generation of beings to be born in bioreactors. And if you disagree with me, you're a freaking suicidal moron. Now, I've been talking about this for decades. I'm no longer open to you thinking you have a right to an opinion. You don't have a right to opinion anymore. You have a right to smarten up. You have a right to repent. You have a right to pray, right? Prep and proceed. You have a right to listen. How's that?
Excellent. And we can still reverse the situation if people will.
Oh, it's going to reverse. I get this feeling in my soul that instead of America dying, I think you're going to see the rise of, instead of America becoming Babylon, the great mother of harlots, the harlot side of America is going to die starting this next month. In the months of September and beyond, I believe that before the tribulation, before disaster strikes and the pole shift and everything, America is going to start preparing for the disaster coming upon the earth. And you know, it's a birth pangs. The birth pangs, the birth of the bride of the Most High God, because, yes, we're going through tribulation, but our God is God. It's the same God that can send, you know, to us in the Ark of the Covenant, hemorrhoids, can take care of the devil and his minions. How's that? And he can take all these fake religions and Islam and crazy Catholicism, all the fake 30,000 different denominations of Christianity, and wipe them all out. No more real lies going on, and only relationship, love, and submission to the will and the prayers of the Father. How's that? The end of self-serving satanic elite is on our doorstep now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Fruit or anything else. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.